This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com, and today we are looking at the NLP in action, Mike Sweet, 10-Minute Coach, Rapid Practical NLP. Not keyword stuffing there at all. And it's by Mike Sweet, the 10-Minute Coach. So NLP in action is a 10-minute practical guide to NLP. Now, if you're like, what is NLP? Isn't that that group from the 70s? Welcome to the show. No, this is neuro-linguistic programming. Mike Sweet, the 10-minute coach. Each of the episodes is aimed to give you an insight into the world of NLP. Since the 1970s, NLP has come a long way and is now adopted into the business and professional worlds as its ethos. Techniques and processes have proven themselves over time. NLP is without doubt an ant farm. Wow, I really need to clean my glasses. Let's try that again. NLP is without doubt an art form. It's all about flexibility and finding new possibilities. I wonder what you'll discover. The website, Mike Sweet, unfortunately, put a link to the RSS feed. So I don't know. He didn't put one in there. And we're going to listen to episode number 23. Oh, you know what I just realized? This guy has, he's podfaded. Well, that's what you get when you grab a random one, because this was out in March 2018, which is maybe why he doesn't have a website. Maybe he doesn't have a website anymore. But we're going to listen to Reframing right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go. It's only a 10-minute show, so the intro should be toot sweet. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the NLP in Action podcast with me, Mike Sweet,
right.
Your 10-minute coach. During this time, I'll give you a practical approach to NLP and a number of ways for you to apply it and use it in your everyday life. Listen up. Hello and welcome to episode number 23 of the NLP in Action podcast, and this one is about reframing in NLP. But this time, I'm going to make it really really simple. Because I must admit, the last few podcasts and videos and blogs have been tough going. Even I haven't enjoyed listening to them. You know, talking about meta models, distortions, nominalizations, lack of referential index, and oh, it's tough. But hey, there's massive value in that, but it takes some time to really grasp it. So what I thought I'd do is chuck in reframing, because reframing is a core element of NLP. And it's a piece, it's a process that we all do. Children do it without being taught this. The only issue is most of us do it not very well. So hopefully I can put some a bit more form to this and a bit more structure to this without giving you tick lists to follow and without giving you too much structure. This should be something you can listen to 10 or 15 minutes in the car and you've got reframing at its very core. And if you want to dive into the technicals, then of course contact me, read some more books, go on a more training course, but the real essence of it is going to be in this podcast.
That handling noise is on my nerves.
Reframing is used generally whenever you kind of feel powerless or angry about a situation, and it helps you by empowering you by changing the meaning of the experience. So let's say, for example, that your relationship ends, and I know that seems like an awful thing. It's happened to all of us, I am sure. But we can try and see it from different perspectives, as most of our friends and families try to get us to do. And so when faced with these kind of real challenges, we already often reframe, but not the way we should. So what we're doing, we're seeking for meaning that perhaps we don't fully know. And we start asking us questions like, or saying things like, she's left me because I'm worthless. Or, she knows I'm not good enough. Now, there are meta model challenges to this. Of course there are, you know, how do you know? She left me because I'm worthless. You know, that's a cause and effect there that we can begin to challenge. But when we reframe, We'll generally kind of make these statements, and we want to challenge that. What have we missed? Because these are generally guesses, and we'll guess things that make us feel rubbish.
Rubbish.
So let's go back to the relationship example, and you ask yourself now, you know, one reframe, because you have choice over your questions, is why are you now a better person now that relationship has ended? Now, that's a biggie, I know. But if you were to go to that extremes, then as we've mentioned before, if you've been listening to the podcast, watching the videos and doing the courses, your RAS, your reticular activating system, will seek to find an answer for you, hopefully. So when you ask yourself a question like, why are you now a better person because that relationship ended? Then it possibly leads to possibility.
All right, he's got me thinking. And I was like, all right. And I love psychology, so I'm tied into this. A couple things, though. Your intro music was a little loud. Your mic technique, there's a lot of this going on, a lot of handling noises. Get a mic stand. Put that thing in a stand, and then you can work on your mic technique. And you're going to need a pop filter, and you're going to have really good mic technique when the letter P is in your name. When you're talking about NLP, you can't have popping P's when you're talking about powerful and persuasion and all the other P words. You got to have some good mic technique. Other than that, I kind of like the production. The little light music wasn't, it added a nice little flavor without making it NPR. Today we're going to talk about NPR or NLP. There's too many L's and too many, yeah. So, you know, this definitely has potential. I liked the fact that you were just kind of talking to the audience. It didn't sound scripted. I just would get rid of the handling noise. And all in all, I thought this and that last thing you just did, because about the time I was like, okay, what is reframing? You gave us that example. And I was like, okay, now I get it. And you got me thinking. And I actually would like to hear the end of this. My guess is at the end of this, you should hopefully tell me what website to go to. Because again, you have the link wrong in your Libsyn account. You have it pointing to your RSS feed, which is not going to do you any good. It's not going to drive any traffic to your website if the link is wrong. So all in all, like I said, I got this. You got me thinking, Mike, and just a couple little things to clean it up. And I'll be interested to see. I might reach out to Mike to go, were you getting any traffic from your website? Maybe that's why he quit. And the reason he wasn't getting any traffic is because he's got the wrong link in his feed. Well, those are the kind of things I find typically when I do a full review of your show. And I do that with my partner in crime, Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years in radio. If you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. We go over not just the beginning of your show, the middle, the end. We listen to the whole episode a couple times. We go over for content. We go over for flow. We actually interview you and find out, like, why are you doing your podcast to make sure that your goals are in alignment with your content. We go over the website. We go over everything. And it only costs $99 for two podcast consultants, plus you get the exposure of being on the show and our YouTube video channel. If you want to check that out, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. That's going to do it for episode number 279 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Keep in mind that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. You need that outside opinion, people. Take care. Have a great weekend.